Com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, we have received a number of comments on our very, very active forum, and I guess a better way to put it is blog, about the kind of frustration of always discussing political issues, and I have to agree with that 100%. I think political issues are very important, but I think wasting a significant amount of emotion on issues that are very difficult to control is a waste of time. And I think given the current economic situation in the United States and around the world for that matter, we really need to get emotional, and we really need to focus on what we can do to help each other, to help ourselves and our loved ones, okay? Starting out the show this week with my buddy Peter Grandage. Peter has been a very, very successful investor over the past 25 or 30 years. He's a good friend. He's a very principled individual. Peter works with professional athletes, members of the New York Giants, and other teams in assisting them in many of their financial decisions. Very well qualified to do that. I guess, Pete, what I'd like you to talk about a little bit, if you would, is to what are you telling your clients to do right now?
It's more of the same. It's a discussion you and I have shared, and I don't think there's really anything that's going to change. The main principle and thrust is I operate under the belief that America has been robbing Peter to pay Paul, and Peter's tapped out. I do not believe, no matter what party is elected or takes control, that there's a simple financial solution that solves decades of living beyond our means. The simple fact is we've borrowed far more than we're able to produce out of cash flow as a nation to pay interest, let alone principal. So eventually, I don't know what day, week, or even year it will be, but eventually what you see now playing out in Europe will come to our shores. There'll be a need to restructure that debt, part of it perhaps to be forgiven. Part of it will have to be renegotiated. The rest will be monetized. And in any and all of that circumstances, standards of living and other things that America has gotten quite used to are going to have to take several steps back. And that's basically the premise on how I'm looking forward. I'm not really concerned about the next day, week, month, or year, but the next generation. You and I, people in late 50s, early 60s, I don't think we'll get to see in America as it once was, but I hope that if we do make a movement, as I spoke about, our children and our grandchildren will have that opportunity.
Pete, I have to tell you, you know, I know that you work with your clients certainly in areas other than just investing in the stock market, and that's one thing that I think everyone needs to consider right now. And I'm not promoting any particular product right now. But I think given the potential tax situations right around the corner, increased taxes, et cetera, I think we have to look at things, we have to be a little better rounded, for lack of better terms. Now, I've talked about real estate on this program numerous times in the past, and I just disclosed earlier this week in a daily editorial that, you know, Kathy and I are selling one of our pieces of property, and I'm taking a $30,000 haircut on it. Well, that's not exactly what I would call savvy investing, but, you know, it is the environment. It is what it is. I think that if people have a longer-term horizon than, let's say, 5 years, I think real estate's a really good place to be right now. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I've seen your hair. I don't think you can afford to take much more of a haircut. Separate from that, I think one of the unexplored areas, and again, this is my prejudicial, self-serving person speaking, insurance is coming more and more of a general investment strategy for people simply because any people with any real wealth know two things are going to happen. One, unfortunately, is they're going to pass away. We're all going to pass away. But two, the tax rates are only going to go higher and higher. You know, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen other countries, France leading the way, announcing a much higher tax rate for people with wealth. And that's what's just the natural evolution that's going to happen here. And so insurance, whole life and things of that nature, I think are going to be more and more used, not only in estate planning, what I do, but just ways for people to try to preserve what they have, because I think government is going to look to take more and more from it as time goes on.
I would agree with that. Now, getting back to hard assets, which is something that I really believe in, I read a really interesting article here earlier in the week, and they were talking about the article, I should say, discussed the similarity between the environment today in the gold market and the environment in the gold market in 1980 when gold literally plummeted from over $800 down to, you know, below $200 an ounce. Do you see that same scenario possibly playing out in the near future?
I think the gold market is radically different than it was in 1980. Two of the ingredients I've spoken about before with you. One, central banks are no longer net sellers, they're net buyers, and producers don't sell it forward to hedge themselves. That was an awful lot of supply that used to come into the market that doesn't anymore. But I think another thing that changed since 1980, in 1980, I think gold was truly a fear investment. I believe gold for the last several years has been an alternative to paper money, and people with real wealth, particularly outside of the United States, have been using it as an alternative to any real paper money that they can invest in. And I think that's only going to continue to grow as more and more countries debase their currency. So I look at the gold market almost radically 180 degrees different than it was in 1980. That's why I don't think we're going to rise and fall like we did in 1980.
Well, I would have to say I agree 100% on that. I personally feel that the main driver for gold, certainly back in 78, 79, 2000 was the inflation situation, and I really don't believe that that's the only factor right now. I mean, yeah, inflation is a consideration, but yeah, there are so many other issues at play right now. You know, the political situations going on around the world. Is it going to be inflation? Is it going to be deflation from an economic standpoint? The soundness of the various currencies around the world. I mean, none of those things were of great concern back in 78 through 80 or 81. And I think for that reason, I have to say, Pete, I agree with you 100% that I think that gold right now is a very, very good, sound place to be. What do you think about the market?
I think the general equity market actually can hold on through the presidential election. I don't think there's a lot of major downside risk to it. I also think it's tapped to the upside. And the reason is, although as we saw earlier in the week, the news that the Fed wasn't ready to cave in on a dramatic easing again, I think we're one or two more months away of really weak employment numbers before they have no choice to do so. So I see the stock market either side of where it is now 3 to 6 months from now, so I don't think there's a big move in it one way or another.
A lot of people disagree with that right now. I don't happen to be one of them. I think that as the numbers continue to come out, I think it's long-term, I don't think it's a good place to be. Now, I have a lot of listeners who violently disagree with me. They go back over the past year or two when I announced that I thought that the resource sector was going to outperform the conventional sector. In fact, it hasn't, and I've been, you know, taken to the woodshed on that one. But I will say, as a bit of an addendum to that, that I think that, you know, I have still done quite well with a very select approach to investing in the real estate, or sorry, in the resource market. I have quite frankly still done very, very well. So it is what it is. You know, I think right now though, Pete, diversification has to be the key. I don't think anybody should put all their eggs in one basket right now, because the times right now, you know, as Bob Dylan said, the times they are a-changing, and no one ever lived through a time as turbulent as what we're going through right now. You know, and one could say, well, during the Great Depression, it was pretty bad. Well, yes, it was pretty bad, but there was no uncertainty during the Great Depression. It was just simply a very, very bad time, and the only uncertainty was when, you know, when was this going to end. Today, I think the stakes are much, much higher.
Well, I think one of the best attitudes, it's a little comical, but I think it's very appropriate, and I've certainly encouraged just about everybody I meet, and that is, until further notice, it's better to be a live chicken versus a dead duck.
Mr. Grandage, I have to agree with you 1,000%. Hey, I appreciate you joining me, my friend. Looking forward to having you back on the show next week. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back with my colleague and good friend, Steve Taylor. You know, one of the listeners brought up the question of gold confiscation by the government in the United States and gave me a rather interesting missive entitled How Likely is Gold Bullion Confiscation Today? And this particular two-page report ended with the following. In my opinion, the above data strongly suggests that a future gold confiscation is likely. I say this for three reasons: historic precedents, legal precedents, and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's outline. Well, I have to tell you, Steve and I were chatting about this earlier today. I don't believe that that is, number one, a consideration right now, as Steve doesn't either. The fellow who wrote this particular report said, you know, talked about the situation with Roosevelt in the Depression, and neglected to mention one thing today, and that is that the major difference between the Depression era and the modern era is during the Depression we were on a gold standard, and today we're not. There's absolutely no need to worry about gold right now on the part of the monetary authorities, because gold is theoretically, and I underline theoretically, not at all related to the price of gold. Steve, what do you think?
Well, that's absolutely true. When you say confiscation, and look at what happened in the Depression, it wasn't actually confiscation. It's not like the government stormed into people's homes and said, turn over all your gold, we need it. What happened was, in the Depression, because so many banks had failed, people didn't trust banks to store their money and save their money. So they do what people have done since the beginning of recorded time, if not before that, and they turned their money in to buy something of value that was easily exchangeable wherever they went. That would have been gold, because everyone recognizes the value of gold. So they bought a lot of gold, stored it in their homes, kept it out of the banks. And one of the problems was, because the United States was on the gold standard, the United States needed X amount of gold to issue X amount of dollars, or Y amount of dollars. And because of the economics of the era, Roosevelt decided that to get us out of the Depression, we needed to spend. The only way to do that, because we're on the gold standard, was increase the amount of gold that the American Treasury had. So therefore, they needed gold, they needed it fast, and what they did was pass the law that says Americans aren't allowed to own gold anymore. You got to turn it into the U.S. government, or else you won't be able to legally transact it. And that's how the U.S. government got enough gold to be able to issue more dollars, pump dollars into the system, increase the liquidity, and increase the spending during the Great Depression.
Which is one of the real advantages of an asset-based currency, is the fact that you can only print money in relationship to the amount of gold that you have in storage. Well, that's clearly not the case today. QE1, QE2 are great examples of how the government does not believe that gold is anywhere nearly related to the value of a dollar, which I don't believe that really is true. And I think that eventually you're going to see the United States and other countries go back to an asset-based currency. And my guess is, because of historical precedents, it probably would be gold. But there is a really big difference. Well, when you say that, you know, then I suppose the logical question that somebody would ask would be, well, if that's the case, you know, why should I invest in gold? Well, purely and simply because in the event of a currency collapse, number one, and I think that that's getting to be more and more of a possibility, and not a reality, but I just think it's more and more of a possibility. In the case of a currency collapse, you're going to have barter systems jumping up instantaneously, and I think that gold and silver bullion are going to be the preferred medium of exchange. I don't think there's any question about that. In terms of investing in gold, if in fact it's not related to the value of a U.S. dollar, why do it? Well, I would have to say you want to do it because there is a very specific, albeit not large, but sophisticated market for gold and silver. And because of that, I believe that it is a good investment, A, as an insurance policy, and B, for potential appreciation. I mean, it doesn't take an idiot to figure out that anybody who bought gold back in, say, 2001, today is probably living on 500 feet of water in a mansion on Lake Michigan or what have you. So that would be the reason to continue to buy. Is the government going to confiscate it? To me, it doesn't seem logical. Steve, now, right now, we're in kind of difficult times. We're in very difficult times, and we're spending most of the time on this particular weekend show talking about that and what people ought to be doing to protect themselves. What does Steve Taylor say folks ought to be doing to protect themselves?
Well, like with any reasonable investment, You certainly want diversification. You want to be spread out a little bit, protect yourself against one particular asset or a particular investment within an asset class going down or being hit by something. So you certainly want to diversify yourself, be on the lookout, be nimble. The old idea of widows and orphan stock, you can buy it, you can own it forever, long gone out the window. You really have to be selective, and you really got to pay attention to what's going on out there, be nimble and be willing to make and shift investments around as necessary. As you said, you know, someone who bought a lot of gold back in 2001 probably has done really well. But, of course, gold has topped out a little bit. It come down a little bit. Doesn't mean it's not going to go back up. But someone who holds gold forever and doesn't sell at the top or take some of those profits, boy, you know, they really rode through some tough times, especially back when gold hit 265 an ounce.
Yeah.
So you really want to be able to spread around, take some of that profit on the table, put it into something that might be similar, might be a similar asset or a similar asset class, but you really want to be careful and diversify yourself and don't put all your eggs in one basket.
You know, there are people right now who are drawing parallels between the gold market in the late 70s and very early 1980s and the market today, and people are saying that the parallels are so similar, we're looking for a bit of a collapse in the price of gold. I disagree with that simply because back in the late 70s, price of gold, you know, was related only to one thing, and that was inflation, and we had one heck of an inflation back then. But having said that, I think the situation right now is so, there are so many variables that are positive for precious metals. I don't see a major collapse coming. Now, you've been in the business a long time. Would you agree with me?
I don't see a major collapse coming. Certainly, I don't really see right now what might drive it to the levels some people were talking, $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 an ounce. But I certainly don't see a collapse coming, simply because we have enormous amount of uncertainty, an enormous amount of risk is going on around the world. And certainly, Europe is certainly not out of the woods yet. Asia is still buying a lot of gold, especially in the slowdowns. I just see a lot of action in the market, in the physical market that people are buying, and I also see some limits on future production. That's one of the things that I think might drive gold higher as we go forward, is it's harder to find more gold to mine these days. There aren't that many large deposits out there that haven't already been mined, unlike, say, oil and gas, where new technology is coming on and really increasing the amount of reserves and increased production. We're not seeing that in the gold market or the precious metals market. There isn't a technology that's adding to the market and bringing deposits, making them economic because of new technology.
Stephen, I agree with you 1,000%. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Trader Raj.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back as promised with Trader Raj, my buddy Roger Wiegand. Roger is the publisher, editor of a great newsletter called Trader Tracks. If you want to get more information on Trader Tracks, simply click on their banner on our favorite site section, which is in our on our homepage. Raj, you and I have been chatting about macroeconomic events. I don't mean theories, but I mean events for, you know, a long, long time now. And I was really, really interested in a missive that you put out on Friday to your subscribers about the quote-unquote Great Depression right around the corner. What I was particularly interested in is the situation in Europe, which I find to be, you know, it's just another rung up the ladder towards the top, and the top of that ladder, I think, very well could be extreme economic turmoil. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Yes, Germany, as we all know, has been under pressure for months to cave in and guarantee much of the credit of their neighbors through the European Central Bank bonds or this ECM credit facility, which is nothing more than another pie-in-the-sky smoke and mirrors deal. That's neither here nor there. The point of the interest here is that Germany and the German citizens in general do not want to continue to give credit and money to the southern Europe states of Greece, Portugal, Italy, and Spain. Spain is the big problem, not only because they're so large, but because the size of the debt out has gotten to the point where the economic ministers in Spain, who are smart, said that while they need a lot of help and they need like $120 billion of credit, which will be given directly to the banks per announcements, they're saying that that is not even going to be enough. That's 20% of what they need. I can't imagine a number that high for a country that small. I think there's got to be some mistake in the math somewhere, but the point being that they say they can't cover, even if they've got $120 billion. So now they keep having these summit meetings, and everybody is after Mrs. Merkel to try to give German credit, German bonds, German currency, German whatever, more money to all these broken neighbors, and they're not going to do it. Politically, she's being forced to do it, and she has agreed to do it by virtue of some speeches and things in the news. But the catch-22 behind all of this is this. The German Supreme Court says that they must put this to a referendum to the German public because of what's happened in the parliament voting. In the parliament voting in Germany, they said, yeah, we approve giving the money because they're just being what politicians do, go along, get along. But the court says, no, 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 you can't do that. What you've got to do is you've got to put it up for referendum. Now, a lot of people were expecting over the last few days that they were going to go ahead and sign off on this stuff, and they are not. What they have done is they have kicked a can on the approval of all this foreign credit into a referendum, which was come down in the fourth quarter of this year. So they delayed it so that it falls either just before or after the USA national election. Now, what does that mean? I think the referendum is going to be a resounding no. These countries are not going to get this credit. And the European Central Bank and all their cronies, I think, are in a position where they're so puckered up and so tight they can't move. And I think that's the point at which all this stuff is going to begin to unravel. What does unraveling mean? I think it means that slowly but surely the little ones are going to fall aside first, and then it's going to spread.
Okay, now, specifically, what do you mean by that? Currency collapse?
You'll see not necessarily a currency collapse of the euro, but a downgrade in the valuation of the euro, which can be quite strong. It's right now today at 122 support. It just fell under today our 122.5 support. Next it goes to 121.5, then 120. That 120 is a major number. That's a big, big number. Even a bigger number is 118.5, and that's going to be the real test this fall for the euro currency at 118.5. Because if, in fact, the valuation does slide under 118.5, it's going to drop quickly to 115, then 112, then 110, then 108. And we've looked on the charts further out, and if it goes under 108, there's nothing but air all the way down to 80. So I think, you know, if it fell under 1.00, which is even with the U.S. dollar, I think you're looking at a potential collapse. People think that this thing is going to blow up overnight. I don't think so. I think it's going to be like a slow-motion train wreck, and little pieces and parts are going to be falling off as we continue through time and go down the road. The central bankers are very determined to keep this thing together, and I don't think they're going to be able to do it. First of all, that when the referendum hits from Germany and they get the no, then they've got a really big problem. Bernanke right now is on the edge of his chair trying to decide whether he should announce QE3, and that's probably the last bullet in his gun as far as monetary easing that he's got left. He's trying to reserve that for some kind of a nasty event like this thing coming in the fourth quarter this year. So to answer your question, when it starts to break down, Greece will probably drop off first, exit Euroland, go back to the drachma, their old currency. That currency will probably be called drachma-valued euros. In other words, the equation of the value would be the same. And immediately when that happened, within probably hours, the Greek drachma currency is going to continue to drop, would probably drop another 40-50%. Then comes Portugal, then comes Ireland, then comes some other ones. Yeah. The other big one people are not watching here, and I have not seen a lot of news about it at all, is the United Kingdom. They have got some very, very serious monetary problems, and they are not being acknowledged, probably deliberately, in the press. I saw a comparison of all the Euroland countries and the Euroland and the UK situation. They're not in the Euroland, as I understand it. They're on the top of the pile as being in the worst trouble, even worse than Southern Europe. I find that a little hard to believe, but, you know, it's going to be very interesting. Things are getting tighter and tighter.
Well, things are getting tighter and tighter, and I guess the million-dollar question is we're seeing a bit of a downward movement in the conventional stock market in the United States. Okay, what does that mean to me? That means to me that more and more of the investing public is aware of the gravity of this situation, okay, and consequently they're not incredibly bullish, you know, on buying General Motors and the rest of the junk out there. I think that is interesting, but, you know, when you couple that with the value of precious metals, which gold has always been the investment of last resort. I mean, ever since day one, it's been the investment of last resort. I'm seeing gold and silver go down also at this time. To me, this is a harbinger of, when you take the two of those things together, it's a harbinger of some really bad things to come. What do you think?
No, there's no question about it. China has been the engine keeping this thing moving,
yeah.
And their GDP has fallen 8 months in a row, and it's not getting any better. They're doing their best to prop it up and work on that aspect of it. But with China going down, Europe going down, and the U.S. going down, where is the support coming from? The answer is we don't see it.
Yeah.
We don't understand how there's going to be support for the market. Now, we're in July right now. And I think that you're going to see some sideways activity at the end of the month, gold rising. And this fall, stocks briefly will go up, including precious metal stocks. But somewhere around the end of September, and our call is 23, 24, 25 September, that looks the point at which all those cycles are converging where bad things can happen. Does that mean we get a big smash and a stock crash? Maybe. But keep in mind, then, you've got the election. So what they would do is, if it got really nasty, Bernanke might come in and say, okay, here comes QE3, we're going to save it in September.
Yeah.
Then they have the election, and then after the election, perhaps in the first quarter of 2013, down we go, and that's when we really get hit.
It's an interesting situation, primarily because I don't think even Dr. Bernanke knows what the hell to do at this point. It seems to be a train that's headed for a major wreck. All right, we're going to talk in the rest of the show about this, but also about what you folks can do to protect yourselves. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to talk about some more what I would call conventional investing ideas from professionals. Got Dan Pisani on the line with me. Dan is an investment manager, I guess I would have to say, in San Francisco. He's also a chartered public accountant, handles money for a lot of our friends. He's a very, very knowledgeable guy. He's been on the show numerous times. Dan, I got a question for you. You know, right now, people, in my opinion, are running scared. Things seem to be getting worse every single day. In terms of real estate, for example, Kathy and I have decided that we are selling one of our two condos up at Semiahmoo. We're going to sell the smaller one, and we're going to take a 15% haircut on that minimum, possibly a little bit more. You know, that brings it home as to just how bad, in most parts of the country, the real estate market is. If you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and that's my measure of the conventional markets, or the S&P for that matter, none of them are doing particularly well right now either. A lot of people are saying if the president gets reelected, you're going to see a real nosedive in the conventional markets. Whether or not that's reality, I don't know. I can't say, but it certainly is a possibility. I am a very firm believer right now in diversification. Spoke earlier about that with my friend Peter Grandage. What do you think people should be doing? What are you telling your clients to do at this point, Dan?
I think people always need to be diversified, no matter when it is. But that's not going to save you. And we saw that in 2007, 2008, 2009, depending on which market you're talking about. Diversification didn't save you unless you were, by diversification, you were short or you were in some other things that move contrary to markets. But the fact of the matter is they take everybody when they go down, and so that's a dangerous thing. And people are right to be fearful. Their governments are not doing the types of things that will long-term get them out of the junk. They're just they're kind of just moving things down the road a little bit, just finding ways to finance their situation through a bit of gimmickry. And this is really the story with investing. If we have a QE3, quantitative easing of some sort, that's pretty much what bought and paid for the commodities markets that we saw of late, and in the last many years. Certainly the markets, the conventional markets. So if that happens again, you could have another period of very good markets. I'm in the business of investing people for the long term, and I believe in the long term. I believe in the long term people ultimately make good decisions, and governments ultimately come to the right answers and have to address real problems. In the short run, I think you're in big trouble. I think you're in big trouble in Europe. I think you're in big trouble in the United States. And if we elect this guy as president again, the problems will continue and they will get greater because they're cumulative. So my answer is you continue to hold portfolios, but you probably want to have some cash on the side, probably significant cash. And there are certain areas that you may want to focus in on.
And those areas would be?
Well, I think some things that you want to take a look at. First, you've got to get some protection. So I think long run, I think it's, and I know a lot of your followers are, they're gold people. I think you got to own some gold. But I think there are certain parts of the market that I think will do strong. Healthcare will be. Got an aging population. You have aging populations in a variety of places, in Europe and the United States and elsewhere. So healthcare is one place you want to go. I think technology, you're going to see innovation. So you probably want to find some names that you, in fact, in general, I think this, you use these types of lousy markets to pick up names of companies that you don't have in your portfolio that you've always wanted to own.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing you want to do, when things sag. And you can see it in the gold markets. You can buy, the majors and a number of the juniors. You can buy them quite cheap now. So, sit on the bids there and buy things at prices that you like. The other thing you want to do is you want to try and wait out these horrible periods, and the best way to do that is to own dividend-paying stock. So there's a lot of blue-chip type stocks that are out there that pay 2, 3, 4%, which is great if you look at what our treasuries are paying. So they will pay you. They'll finance you through a very lousy period, and some of those dividends may not be sustainable, but there's a good number of companies that will be able to keep paying the dividend through a horrible time.
Well, you know, that's an excellent idea. Give us four or five examples.
Well, I'll tell you this. I am not allowed to give specific names because of the suitability rules.
Okay.
Firm doesn't allow it. But and also they introduced in the securities markets in the broker-dealer world new suitability rules. So unless we know what the person's time horizon and risk profile and all those are, they don't like us giving individual names. But they're pretty easy to find. In fact, you can find lists of good quality dividend-paying stocks. And then you look at what your risk profile is, and you can decide whether it's something you want to get into, the industry or the specific stock.
Dan, when you talk about you're looking for hard times to continue in the short term, now, you know, when I was an econ undergraduate, the short term was a year or less. I think it's going to last longer than that.
And I think the short term is what our governments and the people who elect these governments and continue to elect these governments, I'm starting to get up on the soapbox here, what they allow the short-term period to be. To me, it's intolerable what we're doing with the balance sheet of the United States of America and what they're doing in Europe. I don't know why people allow it, but I think the reason they allow it is because, at least in the case of our country, half the people don't have to pay for it and aren't paying for it, or at least don't think they're going to have to pay for it. But the bill is going to come due, and I think you're seeing a lot of Americans. Let's just kind of focus in on our country, and so you can see the same thing going on in Europe and other places. But people are getting comfortable with shifting the burden onto other people, and we have a president that encourages it. The president encourages people to pit themselves against others, to look at other people as if they are standing in the way of your success and fortune, that wealthy people are responsible for your health care, so we're going to tax them more. Wealthy people are responsible for why your wages are staying flat, so we're going to take some more from them. If you have that attitude and you keep looking to them, there's not enough money there, and you keep wanting little goodies financed for you, you're going to have this problem that's going to go on and on and on. So we need a cultural shift in this country. We need enough people that are responsible and have the integrity to say, no, we're not going to do that. If we want something, we're going to pay for it, be willing to pay for it. And we probably shouldn't be asking our government to do a lot of these different things. So in the short run, you know, I think you're looking at a pretty significant period, but it could be cleaned up at any time. At any time we could set in motion, at the government level, we could set in motion a structural thing that will gets us to there, and markets will anticipate that, and you could see good markets happening very quickly.
We've been focusing right now pretty much on the securities business, securities sector of the investment community. What do you think about real estate? Now I have to say that I think it really depends on your horizon. I think if your horizon is less than 5 years, real estate is not a good place to be. But I think if your horizon is greater, and because of my circumstances, my age, et cetera, my horizon isn't greater than 5 years, okay? But, you know, for folks who are in their 30s, 40s, what have you, 50s even perhaps, how do you feel about real estate?
it's not only horizon, it also depends on the type of real estate you're speaking of and the location, of course. You know, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we didn't get hit as hard as other places.
No, you didn't. No, yeah, Seattle didn't get particularly hit hard either.
That's right. A lot of city centers that, you know, didn't suffer these types of things. There's some that did, but some of the, in the central part of California, for example, they got hit really hard. You know, they don't have the populations that can come in and buy up these properties. They aren't close enough to where you could work or get enough work to support the cost of these properties. And some of them just move too far and too fast. So in some areas, it's not so bad. Real estate is not that bad of an investment. As far as a great investment, well, that remains to be seen. But there are certain types of markets that aren't so bad. Certainly in the rental housing market has been quite good. As you can see, that people have chosen to rent as opposed to own, and so there's big demand for those areas. Some commercial properties are starting to do well. Rents are starting to pick up. Here in San Francisco, we're seeing a booming rental market of commercial property. So, you know, and booming, it's, you know, you got its relative. But I think, you know, again, if we hit another kind of a dip, you know, all bets are off again. So in all cases, when you're buying things that aren't the most liquid in the world, you better allow yourself a certain horizon because it may not meet your time frame. So if you can't support the property and you can't handle the leverage that you're going to take with real estate, and that's really the issue. When you're buying securities, you're not typically leveraged. But when you're buying real estate, you typically are. If you can't handle it, you should stay away from it because leverage kills.
Dan, we got a minute left here. What should people do to preserve wealth, in your opinion, in the short term?
In the short term, you know, still the U.S. Treasuries and our money market instruments are still going to be solid, and people are going to tolerate them. But, you know, again, I'm an investor. I buy long-term investments for people, buy good quality American and foreign companies that are in good established markets, and you'll be fine. Even governments won't defeat some of these very strong companies that do well year in and year out.
Okay, don't construe this as investment advice, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not. We're simply giving you an opinion. This is Dan's opinion. I have to say that in terms of preserving wealth right now, I'm still partial to gold. I'm perhaps a little more partial to it than Dan is, but it's hard to say. Hey, the first hour of the Cortland Economics Report has been nothing but fun. Stick around for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.